This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. When you think of exercising, you might think of solo weightlifting or rows of people on treadmills running in sync to the music blasting from their headphones. But does this image change when you think about people over 50? We got a recommendation from someone for our AT Explained spinoff project, Hi, Who Are You? And they wanted us to meet one woman who's on a mission to show what's so cool about getting older in a city where the aging population is growing fast. KUT's Julia Yort has the story.
About 2.5 years ago, Becky Rhodes saw a Facebook post from a friend of hers. They were looking for help with a new project that would offer exercise and education classes for adults over 50 in and around Austin.
I had retired and I was looking for things to keep me busy, and I said, if you ever need any help, let me know.
She got a call soon after, asking her to teach a class on gratitude. It was for homebound older adults and done entirely over the phone.
It's a great way to keep seniors connected. I'm a senior, so I get it, you know?
Becky's almost 71. Teaching classes over the phone wasn't the only thing her friend wanted to do for older Austinites. She wanted to get them out and get them moving.
It is very hard when you're a senior and you're living by yourself and just to get motivated sometimes to get out and do things. So it's a good way to connect with people and have some fun.
Becky wrote into our Hi, Who Are You project about her friend, Amy Temperley. She wanted us to meet her and see the work that she and her husband are doing. So I met Becky at a dance studio on South Lamar. This is one of the places they teach exercise classes for older people through their company called Aging is Cool.
Now lift those knees up!
About 30 adults, most of them in their late 60s, early 70s, lift weights, throw punches, and stretch their legs to a combination of 90s pop and top 40 hits, playing out of a small boombox up front. Damien Temperley leads the class. He makes sure the music is energetic enough to keep up with the crowd. Amy mostly handles the finances and grant writing.
Aging has been so stigmatized as being something that's just awful. And we're all aging every single day. I've worked with older adults really for the past 30 years. My very first job out of college, I took a job as an activity director in a nursing home. So the first year of my career was doing bingo and arts and crafts and, you know, all the stuff we did back then. My husband, Damien, had been a fitness instructor for about 16 years, and we just started talking about this huge gap we saw, which was, where's the great programs for people who are older?
Aging is Cool has 150 classes every month, and not just exercise classes. They have workshops on pop culture, history, the arts, too. Some are taught at the Conley Guerrero, Gus Garcia, and Turner Roberts Rec Centers in neighborhoods with predominantly Latinx, Asian, and Black communities.
We try very hard as well that anything that we have is adaptable to the audience that it's being provided for. Not all seniors are the same. If you're Black or Hispanic or you grew up in another culture, LGBTQ, it's different. And the programs you want are different. Activities you might participate in are slightly different.
But cultural sensitivity isn't the only thing that Amy and Damien think about when planning their classes. Aging is Cool has helped ease some of the challenges that come with getting older that can lead to social isolation. Things like moving into a retirement community outside of the city limits or losing a longtime partner. And while the obvious focus of the exercise classes is physical health, the Temperleys consider mental and social health to also be major components of aging well.
Our members, first of all, never come into a room quietly, which is always fun to see.
Glad to see you.
They're frequently going to be hugging and greeting each other, welcoming each other.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I don't think I've ever been in a group that's as friendly as these people are.
Gladys Long is 93 years old. Even while exercising, her hair is in perfect curls and her makeup is expertly applied.
I like to do some of those dances that he does, like, let's see, what is it, Patty? Ocean, something about the ocean. One of the ones I love is Perfect by Ed Sheeran. My husband passed away. Well, he actually fell 13 years ago. We danced several times a week, and we were in lots of other activities, and then I found myself, all those things were over. And so that's when I found Aging is Cool.
Gladys found a community of people feeling similar aging pains. According to Amy, this community stays connected even after the 45 minutes of class time are up.
A lot of them hop over to Central Market South and have lunch together or play games or just go see a movie.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you're done, you're done. If you're done, it's right. Thank you very much.
They take care of each other, take meals when somebody's sick, and worry if you don't show up to class. What happens after class is almost as important as what's happening during.
Amy's inspired by the folks she's met through her work. She isn't even 50 yet, but she suffered her share of challenges from getting older.
I've had 3 back surgeries from an old injury, so my body is very similar to that of some of the people in our classes, and some of the things they can do, I can't even do. Definitely gives me role models. There are people I see every day that I think, oh, I'd love to be like that. You can't wake up not being a day older. You did that today, whether you like it or not. So it's really more about a perspective. It's about how do you look at the world in a positive way, that yeah, things hurt and sometimes we have losses and stuff isn't so awesome, but that by continuing to learn and grow and contribute and laugh and have fun and make friends, it can be cool.
Julia Yort, KUT News.
There's more in our Hi, Who Are You series at atexplained.org. You can nominate someone you think the rest of Central Texas should meet. You can also ask a question for AT Explained or subscribe to this podcast. That's at atexplained.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Larger.